You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 4th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Baltimore police oversight lawsuit exposes history. A federal civil rights lawsuit filed in April 2026 brings necessary attention to a long struggle. The fight for police oversight in Baltimore remains incredibly complex. Jesmond O. Riggins is a member of the Baltimore City Police Accountability Board. He filed a significant lawsuit against the mayor and city council. Riggins claims his removal from the Administrative Charging Committee was entirely unlawful. He states this sudden removal attempts to stop independent police oversight. This legal battle is deeply connected to over 160 years of political conflict. The struggle for true civilian authority over law enforcement continues today. Many residents view this lawsuit as a major turning point. The community demands transparency from local government officials. To understand the current lawsuit, one must understand the complicated past. The current conflict over independence stems from a unique historical anomaly. For over a century and a half, Baltimore did not control its own police force. In the 1850s, the Know Nothing Party gained complete control of the city. They were a fiercely nativist and anti-immigrant political movement. They used the police department as a weapon to maintain their power. This corruption led to widespread election fraud across the city. It also led to extreme violence from street mobs known as the Plug Uglies. The Plug Uglies stuffed their tall stovepipe hats with wool and leather. They used these reinforced hats as primitive helmets during violent street fights. They acted as shock troops to force specific election outcomes. They intimidated voters at polling places to ensure Know Nothing candidates won. In response to this chaos, the Maryland General Assembly passed the Police Act of 1860. This law completely stripped Baltimore of its authority over the police department. The state placed the entire department under its own direct control. This action illustrates how the sharing of power between national and state governments can drastically impact local communities. The state government claimed it wanted to ensure fair elections. However, this major change created a permanent shield around the police department. This shield lasted for over 160 years. The Baltimore Police Department operated as a state agency for the next 164 years. Critics argue this legal arrangement allowed a culture of misconduct to grow rapidly. The city council lacked the basic legislative power to mandate meaningful reforms. They could not oversee police operations directly. This structure heavily protected officers from necessary local accountability. Residents demanded systemic change for many decades. Their demands grew significantly louder during the era of mass incarceration. During this time, police strategies heavily targeted black neighborhoods. Finally, in November 2024, voters overwhelmingly approved Question E. This crucial charter amendment officially returned the police department to local control. It removed a historical home rule exception. The legal shift intended to begin a brand new era of accountability. It gave the mayor and city council full power to determine police policies. However, the transition of power remains full of intense political interference. Riggins filed his lawsuit within this difficult atmosphere. He suggests that true independence is still very far away. He argues that political leaders continue to manipulate oversight structures. The city attempted to create oversight bodies long before regaining full local control. The Civilian Review Board was officially established in 1999. Activists and community members frequently described this board as a toothless tiger. It had very limited jurisdiction over internal affairs. Police leadership frequently ignored the findings of this early board. The board completely lacked the power to enforce any actual discipline. It could not hold officers accountable for serious instances of misconduct. Because of these repeated failures, the city disbanded the Civilian Review Board on December 31, 2024. This closure made way for new organizational structures required by state law. The failure of the old board highlights a massive problem. It shows why current oversight members fight so hard for real authority. They want to ensure history does absolutely not repeat itself. True oversight requires the ability to impose consequences. Without enforcement power, an oversight board serves primarily as public relations. Following the 2020 racial justice protests, the Maryland General Assembly passed sweeping reform legislation. The Maryland Police Accountability Act of 2021 required every county to establish new systems. It mandated the creation of a police accountability board. The law also required a specific administrative charging committee. Under this structure, the main board receives direct complaints from the public. The smaller 5-member charging committee reviews internal police investigations. This committee decides if officers should face formal disciplinary charges. The design intended for a completely civilian-led process. It aimed to be independent of the police department and the mayor. The appointment process involves both the mayor and the city council. This shared appointment power ensures a diverse mix of community representation. The Police Accountability Board has 17 total members. 2 are appointed by the mayor. 15 are appointed by the city council. By law, the boards must reflect the demographics of Baltimore. The city is approximately 62% Black. Diversity is absolutely vital because enforcement disproportionately affects Black residents. Jesmond O. Riggins officially filed his federal lawsuit on April 28, 2026. This case represents a major clash over the legal intent for independence. In November 2025, Riggins testified before the Public Safety Committee of the City Council. He boldly warned that the Baltimore Law Department issued interpretations that undermined the board. He heavily criticized the technical limits placed on their legal authority. Riggins argued the Law Department was purposely letting cases expire. He questioned if the charging committee had the power to subpoena the police department. He also stated the Law Department had a severe conflict of interest. They often defended the officers that the oversight boards investigated. 10 days after this powerful testimony, the board chair removed Riggins from his seat. This swift removal sparked immediate outrage among community advocates. Many residents viewed the removal as a direct attempt to silence a vocal critic. The timing of the removal raised serious questions about retaliation. It seemed to confirm the very fears Riggins expressed during his testimony. The core of the legal dispute centers entirely on the nature of the position. The Baltimore Law Department argues that Riggins held an ex officio seat. This legal term means the seat was closely associated with the board chair. They claim it was simply a designee position. Therefore, the city argued the seat could be reassigned at will. Riggins strongly disagrees with this convenient interpretation. He argues his seat was a fixed-term position explicitly protected by law. He states the position has a 3-year duration to insulate members from political pressure. Members in fixed-term positions cannot be removed without provable just cause. According to the city code, the authority to remove a member rests solely with the mayor. Riggins claims his removal was direct retaliation for his public criticism. He argues this specific action violated his First Amendment and due process rights. The lawsuit actively seeks a court ruling to clarify this vital rule. Riggins does not want his job back. He wants to ensure oversight members cannot be removed for political reasons. Without these protections, civilian oversight remains weak and ineffective. The push for transparency relies heavily on open access to information. In 2021, the state finally passed Anton's Law. This law made police disciplinary records public for the first time in Maryland history. It is named respectfully after Anton Black. He was a 19-year-old Black man who died tragically in 2018. He died while police restrained him in Caroline County. Anton's Law reclassified police misconduct records to increase public access. They are no longer heavily shielded confidential personnel records. This allows community members and journalists to view the internal files. It helps people see if internal systems actually hold police accountable. Despite this major legal victory, departments still charge incredibly high fees. They also create intentional delays in releasing these newly public files. These conflicting elements make it difficult for civilian boards to function. Oversight requires unhindered access to the truth. The ongoing struggle for these records proves that transparency requires constant enforcement. Accessing the records is only the very first step in the process. Processing them presents another massive challenge for the boards. As of early 2026, the police department has a backlog of over 700 cases. This enormous backlog is driven by staffing shortages and technical delays. The Administrative Charging Committee receives many cases incredibly late. They often receive files within 15 days of their legal expiration date. If the statute of limitations runs out, the cases expire completely. Furthermore, the police department frequently changes investigative reports at the last minute. This tactic forces the committee to restart their extensive review process. Legal disputes over the specific timeline create deep administrative confusion. The committee also struggles with persistent vacancies. These empty seats hinder the ability of the board to clear the massive queue. It is a procedural nightmare that benefits those accused of misconduct. When cases expire, officers avoid discipline entirely. The system seems designed to fail the community it claims to protect. The lawsuit filed by Jesmond O. Riggins is incredibly significant. It is much more than a simple personnel dispute. It is a critical test for the entire city of Baltimore. Voters fought hard to return the police department to local control. They hoped the new laws would bring real and lasting accountability. Riggins asks the federal court to decide if these new systems can survive. He questions if they can withstand intense political pressure from City Hall. If a designated chair can remove independent voices at will, oversight becomes an illusion. The history of the police department shows a constant struggle for authority. From the violence of the Plug Uglies to modern debates over Anton's Law, the theme remains. Under the administration of current President Donald Trump, federal civil rights policies are closely watched. Local disputes over civil rights often reflect national anxieties. The outcome of this federal civil rights suit will undoubtedly shape the future. It will determine if the watchdog leash remains tightly held by politicians. It will show if the community finally gains an independent voice. Copyright, African Elements, 2019.